Greetings in Christ. I'm Pastor Chris Craig from Bethlehem Lutheran in Sylvan Grove and St. Paul's Lutheran in Ellsworth, Kansas. The New Testament reading for today is from John 13, verses 21 through 38. After saying these things, Jesus was troubled in his spirit and testified, "Truly, truly, I say to you, one of you will betray me." The disciples looked at one another, uncertain of whom he spoke. One of his disciples, whom Jesus loved, was reclining at table at Jesus' side. So Simon Peter motioned to him to ask Jesus of whom he was speaking. So that disciple, leaning back against Jesus, said to him, "Lord, who is it?" Jesus answered, "It is he to whom I will give this morsel of bread when I have dipped it." So when he had dipped the morsel, he gave it to Judas, the son of Simon Iscariot. Then, after he had taken the morsel, Satan entered into him. Jesus said to him, "What you are going to do, do quickly." Now no one at the table knew why he said this to him. Some thought that because Judas had the money bag, Jesus was telling him, "Buy what we need for the feast," or that he should give something to the poor. So after receiving the morsel of bread, he immediately went out, and it was night. When he had gone out, Jesus said, "Now is the Son of Man glorified, and God is glorified in him. If God is glorified in him, God will also glorify him in himself, and glorify him at once. Little children, yet a little while I am with you. You will seek me, and just as I said to the Jews, so now I also say to you, where I am going, you cannot come. A new commandment I give to you, that you love one another, just as I have loved you. You also are to love one another. By this, all people will know that you are my disciples, if you love one another." Simon Peter said to him, "Lord, where are you going?" Jesus answered him, "Where I am going, you cannot follow me now, but you will follow afterward." Peter said to him, "Lord, why can I not follow you now? I will lay down my life for you." Jesus answered, "Will you lay down your life for me? Truly, truly, I say to you, the rooster will not crow till you have denied me three times." O Lord, have mercy upon us. Thanks be to God. In many and various ways, God spoke to his people of old by the prophets, but now in these last days, he has spoken to us by his Son. Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Can you imagine how difficult it would be to be omniscient? To know everything? To know that one of the men you've been traveling with for the last 3 years was going to betray you. To know that another of them, despite his best efforts and desires, would renounce you three times on the very same night. That the rest of them would flee rather than stand with you in your darkest hour. Jesus knew. He knew it all. He knew what Judas was going to do. He knew what Peter was going to do. He knew what the rest of the disciples were going to do, and it troubled him. It troubled him to know that when push came to shove, they would flee, and he would have to face the night to come all on his own. But how did Jesus respond to this? Did he throw a fit? Did he abandon his disciples before they could abandon him? No. What Jesus did was leave his closest friends with a simple command that would help keep them going when he was gone. Love each other. Love one another as I have loved you. The time was coming. Judas was gone, the betrayal in progress. Peter and the others would flee him that night, and it was causing him great distress. Yet in the midst of all that, Jesus was still thinking about them. He knew they'd abandon him, but he still cared enough about them to suffer their punishments himself. Because Jesus' love is not based on how well they loved him. He was going to the cross for them, even if he had to do it all alone. And so it is with you. When we betray him, when we deny him, when we flee from him, yes, it causes Jesus to be troubled, which is why he went to the cross. Because that's what we needed. We needed to be loved even when we couldn't love him back. In order that he wouldn't need to hold our failures against us, he allowed himself to be betrayed, abandoned by his friends, and even forsaken by God. He suffered the wrath of God on the cross and died for Peter, for the disciples, and for you, so that each and every one of you could be forgiven. Trust in the Lord who loves even when he is betrayed. For just as he forgave Peter and the others, so will he forgive you when you repent. And when he does, go out and strive to live as he has commanded, loving one another, even as he has loved you, knowing that your Lord did not stay dead, that the one who faced hell itself for those who abandoned him will not abandon you to this world of death and darkness, that the time will come when he returns, that the time will come when you too will rise from the dead, and that the time will come when you will follow him into eternity in the new creation, where you will be able to follow him forever in his love. Now may the peace which passes all understanding guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Amen. Let us pray. Almighty God, your faithful servant Barnabas sought not his own renown, but gave generously of his life and substance for the encouragement of the apostles and their ministry. Grant that we may follow his example in lives given to charity and the proclamation of the gospel. Through your Son, Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.